Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome to The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. I'm Manny Bazunas, along with Angela Kella, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. 802-3983 is the number we're going to be repeating throughout this hour. Mortgage is probably your biggest investment in a home. And when I saw the assessments come out recently, Angela, it dawned on me that with property values increasing year to year to year, it is making lower mainland real estate less affordable for first-time buyers. Yet I was reading a statistic where most buyers today are, in fact, first-time buyers. The problem with these assessments is it sends a message to these first-time buyers and say, well, now I really can't afford to get into a property. But you deal every day getting people mortgages where they thought otherwise they might not be able to get one.
You're absolutely right, Manny. And actually, there's still 60% of the lower mainland population that rents. And with that, there's been so many new mortgage products that have become available. And you brought up a really good point about assessments. Now, it's no surprise that real estate is a beneficial long-term investment. And that, in fact, turns out to be the nest egg for generations of wealth that's passed forward. And so with the new mortgages that have become available, the good news for Canadians is that about 89% of the 40-year amortizations that are taken today are actually taken as an insurance tool. And what it does, in addition to help people get into the marketplace, is it also gives people somewhere to go, because people that are entering the marketplace, I mean, with today's society, there's a range of people that are entering the marketplace, everywhere from people in their early 20s and people who are established more in their 30s or 40s who have just gotten out of, you know, years and years of school and are now entering the professional force, or people who are in their 50s and are watching their kids buy their first home in real estate and they want to join the equation. So with all the new mortgage products that have become available, we've definitely adapted to our real estate market. And because of the assessments coming out, people are realizing that the longer the wait, the more they have to pay. And that, so importantly, is also working with the passing on of wealth. And individuals today are looking at a way of helping their kids get into the real estate market. So there's so many different ways that people can take advantage of. They can take advantage of their RSPs. They could take advantage of gifting their kids some money before they pass away. Or I had a gentleman who was listening to the radio show, and he owned about three different properties here in the Lower Mainland, and he wanted to help his son get into the marketplace, but he didn't actually want to give him any money, per se. So we looked at his portfolio, and we looked at the different types of things that he could do, and we were able to get his son into a home. He had to give him no money, just my phone number.
And that phone number is 802-3983 if you have a mortgage. And I know Angela has been dealing with a lot of folks who, you know, they've got a mortgage. They think they can do better because Angela handles 300 or so mortgages now with more than 90 financial institutions. There's no charge for the service. So we suggest you take a look at that mortgage, give her a buzz, and see if she can do a little better job on what she can provide than what your current situation is. 802-3983. You're listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas along with Angela Kella, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. Let's clean up a couple of misconceptions about accredited mortgage professionals. Angela, one, there's very rarely a fee for your service. When I say rarely, that's a bit of a qualifier because occasionally there is a fee. So let's straighten that out right off the top.
Yes, 99% of the time the service is absolutely free because the 90 different lenders that we have access to actually find it more inexpensive and efficient to pay a mortgage broker rather than to employ the staff. And generally, it's crazy, Manny, when you think about how many staff are actually employed to write one mortgage. In the Lower Mainland, generally, after the $300,000 threshold, it has to go to a manager and it has to go to head office for two signatures prior to the mortgage being approved. So there's at least four or five people that have to touch that file. Whereas myself as a mortgage broker, I deal directly with the insurers, directly with the head offices to get you back your mortgage approval in a very shorter period of time. as well as effectively and efficiently and at the best rate, because not as many people have had to touch the mortgage. But the most important thing as well is the credit protection, because one thing that you'll never know when you go to the lending institution, and they won't tell you, is that each time that you go to a different lending institution in efforts to have them earn your business, they take 5 points off of your credit score, which can make the difference between the best suited product for you or a product that unfortunately you've had to settle for because you didn't know you were affecting your credit score.
One of the crucial benefits of using Angela Kalla at Dominion Lending Centers, an accredited mortgage professional, is this, and she talks about the Beacon score, the credit score. When she goes looking to redo your mortgage or get you a first mortgage, she simply sends out one letter to these 90 institutions. If you were to do that individually, you'd have to make 90 different stops, with every stop decreasing your credit Beacon, your credit score. Now, that's one of the things you don't want to have happen, is your credit score to be lowered because you are deemed to be a higher risk and makes it more difficult to get a mortgage. That's one misconception about using a mortgage broker, and that is that you have to pay a fee. There is generally no fee paid by you, the customer. The fee is paid by the institution at which your mortgage is finally placed. The other misconception is that a mortgage professional like Angela Kalla is really the avenue of last resort. It should be the avenue of first resort, really, isn't it, Angela? Because of all these benefits of using accredited mortgage professional, you don't want to navigate the minefield of mortgages on your own. It is just simply too tricky, too fraught with pitfalls that will cost you in the end some money. One of the biggest things that you have seen, Angela, over the last couple of weeks as we wind our way into 2008, the number of people who are listening to the radio program or by referral say, yeah, I've got this mortgage, but gosh, I think I can do a little bit better. I'll give Angela a buzz and maybe she can fix me up with a little better deal.
Definitely. The listeners of this program are so smart for taking the initiative, and they're starting early. I've got clients that call me from all over the Lower Mainland and actually on the island in Northern BC who are pulling out their mortgages. They're taking a look at it. And, you know, sometimes there is nothing better, and I recommend them to actually increase their mortgage payments to take advantage of what they've got, because there's a big difference. Mortgage rates and mortgage products tend to be cyclical, and the different products that we have available depend on what's happening globally around the world. So generally, the variable products that we have are comparable to the products that we had 3 years ago. And as we see what's happening forecasting in the U.S. and globally, we see that same type of competition ramping up again for 2010-2011. As an example, I had an individual who called me, and they were going to actually sell their home. And so they had a great mortgage rate at about 4.5%, but they only had about a year left on that mortgage. So when we actually ran the numbers, we saved this person $8,000 by taking advantage of one of today's products rather than taking what they thought was better because of how it looked. But when you actually run the numbers, it surprises you.
Even at 4%.
Even at 4%.
Yeah,
he was adding on to his money, and with the new mortgage product that came and with the flexibility that came with it, it made sense on black and white.
Well, that's why you need to make that call to Angela Kalla to get you those kinds of deals that she deals with each and every day from more than 90 financial institutions. There is no way that lay people, like non-professionals like ourselves outside the mortgage business, would have any access to the more than 300 mortgages currently available. 802-3983 is Angela's telephone number. Give her a buzz right after the radio program and run by your scenario, and she'll certainly give you some advice right over the phone. There's no charge for her service. There's no charge if she does refinance your mortgage or get you a new mortgage. Whatever the situation, there is no fee attached to it. 802-3983, 802-3983. And on the website, angelakalla.ca. That's Kalla, C-A-L-L-A, angelakalla.ca. You're listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN, 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas, along with Angela Kalla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. We're heard at this hour every weekend on CFUN, 1410 AM. I was reading a statistic the other day, Angela, that British Columbians lead the nation in terms of first-time buyers, but also we also have the highest number of people holding the longest-term mortgages, 40-year mortgages. And I would assume that's because we need to take out a 40-year mortgage because of our real estate values.
That's one of the reasons, absolutely. It gets people into the market, and it gets those assessments actually owned by them and not the person who would be profiting if they were taking advantage of renting in the area. Nothing against renting as well. I mean, as an investor and having several properties, it's important to have good tenants, but there does become a point where there's a choice of what you'd like to do and how you'd like to leverage your money moving forward. With BC being one of the number one destinations for people to live globally, we've definitely come out with more products and more innovation in order to make that a reality much sooner rather than later, because timing is of the essence. If you bought 2 years ago, you're still ahead of the game. If you bought right when a 40-year amortization came out, you're still having your money work for you and not somebody else.
Well, whether it's a 10 or 15 or 25 or 40-year mortgage, I was reading the other day, Angela, a new report from the Royal Bank, and they are suggesting that with 40-year mortgages, it leads people who have a 40-year mortgage to become quite insensitive about where interest rates are going, and that in the long term, that can hurt them. Now, I know that you will check up on people all the time, clients of yours, and say, okay, I can get you a better deal than, you had last year or 2 years ago or 5 years ago. And it's really, I think, a duty on behalf of the mortgage professional like yourself to remain sensitive on behalf of those clients. I see what the Royal Bank is saying. You got a 40-year mortgage, forget about where interest rates are going. It's locked in. It's fixed. I don't have to worry about it.
Because the longer they have the mortgage, the more money they make.
Yeah, well, that may be true. But I would think that as a mortgage professional, you really got to keep your eye on the ball on behalf of clients, even though you've already, signed, sealed, and delivered a mortgage on their behalf.
We really do. And we keep them up to date in what's going to happen. Because having a longer amortization, I mean, it's funny because there used to be only 10-year amortizations, then 15. And when 25-year amortizations came out, people thought, oh, my goodness, there's no way I'm going to have a mortgage for 25 years. And with 40 coming out, people are just seeing the changes in the industry. And, it's still very promising to see that 89% of the people that take a 40-year amortization take it as an insurance tool. But it's important, if we can take advantage of lower payments, that we take advantage of that. And I always recommend for people to pay more than what their minimum payment is. Because also, you could have people go through different stages in life. They go through a stage where they're earning a high income, they're able to afford things, and then, they have children and things become more expensive. And, and then unfortunately some other things come up in respect to health or maybe helping a family member or whatnot. So we have to take our high income earning years very seriously and try to promote to pay down that mortgage or, and have a balance of lifestyle that we really can afford. But as a mortgage broker, it's absolutely essential when I look at someone's portfolio. We do not want to set them up for disaster. We want to set them up for success and to be able to leverage their property for the best possible thing.
Okay, that's why it's really important to, if you got a mortgage, you got to pull it out, have a look at it, and maybe you think you got yourself a pretty good deal, just like the family that that Angela worked on recently, where they were moving, they had a 4%, they thought that was a pretty good deal, but when they checked with Angela, sure enough, of the 300 mortgages she has at her fingertips, there was even a better deal than that. So I encourage you to give her a call and just review your mortgage with her, and hopefully it can save you just a ton of dough. 802-3983 is the telephone number. Give Angela a buzz right after the radio program today. 802-3983 on the website, Angela Calla. C-A-L-L-A, AngelaCalla.ca. You're listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas, along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers.